What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Taking you up to 6:30 on the Fan, getting you set for playoff football this weekend. The Commanders and the Lions Saturday at 8, the game everybody in town is counting down to. We're brought to you by the law firm Kondorian Murad.
As Washington continues to build the foundation of success on and off the field this season, it's time for you to plan for your future as well. As the exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Kondorian Murad can help you update your last will and testament or set up a revocable trust for you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to tell them that Grant and Danny sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
Thank them for their services to the show all year long. Let's go to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And that's where we find our friend and former member of this organization when he played for the Redskins, Ross Tucker. He's at social media everywhere, at Ross Tucker NFL, host of the Ross Tucker podcast. And Ross, before we get to all the things about the playoffs, I want to ask you about futurefans.com. You're telling me this is the best way for kids to fall in love and understand football during this Commanders run. What do I need to know?
Oh, my gosh, dude. I just found out about these guys, and I met them. It's genius, and you'll appreciate this. They're Bengals fans, and a couple years ago when the Bengals went to the Super Bowl, they couldn't get their kids during that playoff run to watch the games with them, because their kids didn't really understand football. They didn't know what was going on. So I don't know. I think it's probably ideal for like ages 4 to 10. But they came up with this whole storybook-led activity box that enables, I don't know, 5-year-old, 6-year-old, 7-year-old to actually understand football, right? So you read about football, and then there's a ring toss game where you learn what the downs mean. I mean, anybody listening that has kids know, trying to explain the downs and trying to explain how football works, once they actually understand it, everybody loves it. So if anybody listening is struggling to get their 4-year-old, 8-year-old, 7-year-old, whatever, to watch the Commanders during this playoff run with them, definitely go to futurefans.com. I think they have expedited shipping for the playoffs, which is awesome. And that way you can actually get your kid to enjoy every aspect of this. Because I didn't realize, like, I can't even get my daughters to sit down and watch the Eagles, who are always good, and I watch them in the playoffs if I'm not calling a game or whatever. They don't always want to sit down. And thankfully now they're asking, like, some better questions. But they're, like, 11 and 12. It's taken a while to get them to this point. So I wish I had known about Future Fans and these guys earlier, just because – it's so much more fun to watch these games when you're actually with your kids and they're enjoying it with you.
Russ, let's get to, you mentioned this Washington 53 here. They got a huge game. They're underdogs, heavy on the road against the Detroit Lions. I mean, to me, this is kind of so much fun. There's no pressure on them. It's house money. They're years ahead of where they probably should be at this point. They're playing loose. They're playing free. This should be a lot of fun this weekend. Just how did they do it, and how do you see this game going?
Well, Danny, I agree with everything you just said. I really do. And that's why teams like this sometimes in the playoffs can be dangerous. You know, we've seen runs like this over the years. You know, I think, you know, the Jaguars and Panthers, like, going to the championship games their second years as a franchise. You know, there are times when a team that's kind of young, doesn't know any better, has confidence, and they're just going out there and playing. And why I think that's especially important is by far the most important aspect of this to me is that the Commanders get off to a fast start, right? You want to get off to a fast start and then just hang in there. Hang in there so that in the second half, if it's a one-score game, you know, there's tension in the stadium and Lions fans, and whether they admit it or not, Lions players and coaches are starting to look up at the scoreboard, starting to wonder what the heck's going on. We're the Super Bowl favorite. We're the Lions. Why can't we shake this team? That's the thing. Get off to a fast start. Find a way to just hang around. And just as an aside, like I'm just so excited for everybody listening right now, everybody down there. I think you guys know my sister and her kids, and my brother-in-law, they live in Potomac, and this is by far the most excited they've ever been about Washington. By far the most they've texted me about it. They've asked me about it. They all stayed up Sunday night to watch the game together. I actually gave my nephew, who's a freshman at Gonzaga down in the city, he plays football and lacrosse, I gave him some of my old Redskins gear. And, like, my sister keeps texting pictures of me. He's wearing it. Awesome. He's rocking it. Like, I'm just so glad. Like, I wanted this for those people, for you guys, so, so badly. I'm so excited. And the fact that they won that playoff game, I mean, you know, the only road team to win a playoff game, the only, you know, lower seed to win it, and that's probably the thing that's most encouraging moving forward, is Jane Daniels is not just good. He's clutch. You know what I mean? Like, we've seen this. There are certain quarterbacks that put up awesome numbers, but when it comes to late in games, they're not usually at their best for whatever reason, or playoff games. And I'm not going to go through the whole track record, but there's a lot of guys that fit that category. Then there's the opposite. You know, the reason why we all remember Joe Montana is because he took it to another level in the playoffs. Tom Brady took it to another level in the playoffs. Mahomes takes it to another level. What I've seen from Jaden Daniels in that second half, really in the fourth quarter against the Eagles, week 16, second half, fourth quarter, overtime against the Falcons, week 17. This last game, are you kidding me? You run the clock out with 4:41 to kick the game-winning field goal. He's got it. He's not just a top 10 quarterback. He's got the late-in-the-game, big-game gene that you really need to have a chance to do special things in future years.
Ross Tucker on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. We were just talking about Dan Quinn and how he might have been the perfect hire at the perfect time as things are working out here with him and new GM Adam Peters. What do you make of his first season, and why do you think he is so popular with players and has had so much success this year?
So I love Dan Quinn, and I've only talked to him a couple times. I think he's extremely authentic, and I think his combination of energy, passion, and positivity is special. You know, you combine all those things and you get people to believe, you get the best out of people. You know, that's one, you know, not to go all down a whole different rabbit hole, but like Belichick is 100% negative reinforcement. I just don't think that's going to work in college. I don't think that works with this generation. I think, you know, Dan Quinn, and maybe it's because he coached with him, he gives me a lot of Pete Carroll vibes. A lot of Pete Carroll vibes in that the energy and the passion are contagious. And having someone believe in you, having someone tell you, you can do this, you're as good as anyone, you know, they got the secret sauce, which is, they got the franchise quarterback, and everybody knows it. So then you have all of the belief that comes with knowing you have the guy at the position, and then you put the, you kind of double down on that. You stack it with Quinn's positivity and energy. And I think that's as big a reason as any as they are where they are. I mean, I think I've told you guys this before, right? But, like, I played for five teams. And so there are certain times when you have a quarterback and you're, like, late in the game, it's a one-score game and whatever, and you're like, man, I hope this guy can get this done for us, you know? Or you have a good quarterback and you're like, you know what? I think we're going to win. We got Bledsoe. Like, we're going to win. He's good. I was in New England for parts of 2 years. You get late in those games, everybody on the sideline 100% knows you're still going to win the game. Now, by the way, you don't always, but you just know we got the guy. He's shown us time and time again. He gets it done. Why do you think the Chiefs have won 15 or whatever it is, one-score games in a row? It's because of the belief that permeates throughout the entire franchise when you have that guy. And so the other Washington players know in any situation, he might be young, but we got the guy that can get it done in these situations.
Ross Tucker with us here on G&D. Ross, let's talk about your Eagles. It's such a strange thing to me. A team that has won 13 out of 14, and the one blemish you mentioned it, a miraculous 36-33 loss at the hands of Washington, where they were the better team for probably 40-some minutes. But yet it just doesn't quite feel like everybody's humming on all cylinders there. I guess that's maybe the curse of expectations. Give me kind of a state of the union on the Eagles right now, after they kind of pushed Green Bay around, I thought, in that wild card round.
Yeah, so they, Hurts was rusty and did not play well. Their offense struggled against Green Bay mightily. I don't know what that says about them, by the way. I mean, the Packers had the seventh best odds to win the Super Bowl going into the postseason. The Eagles did not play well offensively, and they won by 12 points. You know, they won 22-10. And, in fact, Saquon could have housed that last one. It would have been 29-10 if he wanted to. They, to me, guys, have easily the best roster in the NFL. I mean, think about this for a second, okay? They have the best O-line in the league. They have the best running back in the league. They have arguably the best receiving duo in the league. Goddard is like a top five tight end. He's a very good player. Defensively, they have been easily the best statistically since the bye week in week five when they put Cooper DeJean in at nickel. So the defense is the best. The O-line's the best. The running back's the best. The receivers might be the best. The tight end's a very high-end player. The only question is whether or not the quarterback can play at a high enough level for them to win the games they need to win. You know, a couple years ago, I think maybe the best game he ever played was the Super Bowl. And by the way, they lost that game, which is just a whole other story. But that's the concern. The concern right now is I think that most people are pretty confident they'll beat the Rams. I mean, that would be a – like either one of these wins – by the underdogs in the NFC would be like incredibly impressive, right? Like for the Commanders on a short week to go to Detroit, which by the way, guys, I was there for their first playoff game last year against the Rams. That place is a madhouse. Like that place, that is going to be a unique challenge for the Commanders. All the more reason, by the way, why they get off to a fast start. But if the Commanders win that game, we're talking about like one of the bigger upsets we've seen in recent years. The Rams, not quite the same, Danny, but I mean, short week. You've had everything going on in Los Angeles. They had to play on the roads. They probably got back at 2 a.m. this morning. Now they got to fly to Philly. It's going to be in the 20s. It might snow for the Rams, a dome team. Like for them to go into Philadelphia, by the way, the Eagles have beaten them by three scores the last 2 years out in Los Angeles because they just beat them up front. That would be really impressive. I mean, I would be surprised if it's not an Eagles-Lions NFC Championship game. And at that point, the question for that game and then the Super Bowl if they get there is, can Hurts and the passing game play well enough? that they win. But in fairness to him, guys, he got that concussion against Washington like 5 minutes into the game. I mean, he hadn't played for 3 full weeks. I would actually expect him to play better against the Rams on Sunday.
Ross Tucker, Grant and Danny, and the fan here getting you ready for playoff football. Ross, how about the Ravens and the Bills in Buffalo? I mean, the storylines write themselves with the two likely MVP finalists here going head-to-head. I think every analyst I ask has a different answer, but I'm curious, who do you like in the matchup?
Fantastic game. Fantastic game. So
this game might be better than the Super Bowl, by the way. Like, this could be the best game we get.
You are right about that, especially because whoever wins this game, it's going to take so much out of them that asking them to likely go to Kansas City the following weekend and win, that feels like asking a lot. You know, that feels like asking a lot, because this is going to be an absolute war. And what bums me out a little bit about it, but it also makes it more entertaining, you know, the loser of this game is going to feel like it was a disappointing season. Like, they didn't even make the conference championship game. They didn't even get the AFC championship game. And it's, and for either one, because of their playoff failings, it's going to be a, here we go again. Lamar can't get it done. Here we go again. The Bills can't get over the hump. The stakes are just so high. Whereas the winner could potentially win the Super Bowl. I mean, they're good enough to. These are two of the five teams coming into the playoffs that I could conceivably see winning the Super Bowl. You know, the Ravens are not a good matchup for the Bills. The Bills are like 95% in nickel defense because they love their nickelback, Taron Johnson. Well, if you want to live in nickel, the Ravens are going to come out, especially without Zay Flowers. They'll have some combination of two or three tight ends and Patrick Ricard every play. And they'll try to run it right down your throat. I'm not sure the Bills are going to be able to stop that. That's going to be the key. Can they hold up to it? I was on the sideline Saturday night in Baltimore. I was, like, embarrassed for the Steelers. I mean, the Ravens don't have Zay Flowers, the first Pro Bowl receiver in franchise history, and you're going to give up 256 yards rushing with 6 minutes left in the third quarter? 6 minutes left in the third quarter. The Ravens had over 250 yards rushing. The Pittsburgh Steelers, like T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward, Patrick Queen, Minka Fitzpatrick, Highsmith. I mean, that was – I don't think it's a great matchup for the Bills. For them to win, probably similar to how the Commanders are going to have to win. I think for the Commanders to win, that game in Detroit is like 35-34 Washington. For the Bills to win, I think it's probably equally, you know, 31-28, 27-24, a decent amount of points. The advantage they have is that the game's in Buffalo, and Lamar has not played his best in playoff games, or certainly in Buffalo, and Josh Allen is Superman. By the way, just quick aside, you guys will love this. I know you guys talk about betting every once in a while. I went in on a bet today on my betting podcast, Even Money Betting Podcast. My co-host had the idea. He's a professional bettor. Under 6 punts for Washington-Detroit Saturday night. Under 6 points.
That so feels usually, like easy money.
Oh, yeah. Let me take the hammer out, please.
Listen. Usually the number's like 8 or 8.5 for a normal game, sometimes 9. But you've got two electric offenses, and Dan Quinn and Dan Campbell – they hate punting. They love going 4 on 4th down. So I don't really have a rooting interest in the game. But now that I'm in on the under 6 punts, after my Texans-Chiefs game with Kevin Harlan, I cannot wait to be at a bar in Kansas City with Kevin Harlan, whoever I'm with after the game, after Chiefs-Texans, watching your game and just rooting for points, cheering on the Dans to go for it on 4th down. I mean, that's what makes betting amazing. Like my rooting interest now for Saturday night is no punts. So you guys should go in on that. Anybody listening, I think that makes the game even more fun. Under 6, that's the number at DraftKings, I think. Under 6 punts.
That's great.
What size shirt are you? I'm going to send you. We've got in our station store a Commanders t-shirt that's the no punts offense.
Dude, you're a medium now, Ross. You're so slim.
Yeah, small or medium?
No. I'm still an XL. Dude, this morning I was 260 still. I'm still an XL. But if you guys really have that, send me an XL, an L, a medium, because I'll outfit my whole my sister's whole family, and they'll rock it all around town. They'll love that. And I'll love it, too. I love it.
No punts offense.
No punts
we'll
offense.
Those for you. Our guy Ross Tucker, the host of the Ross Tucker podcast, at Ross Tucker NFL, and again, futurefans.com. You want to check out what he's working with here. Ross, thank you, buddy. We appreciate you.
Hey, futurefans.com, check it out, and shout out to my nephew, Tucker, because guess what? Since I've been talking with you guys, evidently my nephew Tucker's friends texted him, your uncle's on the radio.
Oh, nice.
My nephew Tucker texted my sister, are you on DC radio? And I just texted my sister back, yes, I'm on DC radio right now.
He's not Tucker Tucker, is he?
No, my sister's last name is Lamana, so that was the way she could still get the family in. She did it in the front end. So he's Tucker Lamana, and he better be lifting weights or eating some type of protein right now, or I'm going to get mad at him.
Get your peas, Tucker. Do this thing right.
Do that extra rep, Tucker.
All right, Ross, we appreciate you, brother. Be good.
Hey, see you, boys. Have so much fun Saturday night. Under six punts. Later.
Going to be a blast. Ross. We'll see you in New Orleans. There's Ross Tucker on Grant and Danny. Here on The Fan, always fun.
I'm not just saying that because he's with us, but I happen to like him a lot.
Yeah.
He is so good on the radio.
Yes,
in terms of the like a play-by-play radio call type stuff. I think he's fantastic.
Oh, like as a color
in-game.
Analyst.
Yeah, as a color analyst.
I think he's
outstanding. I think it's an underrated hard thing to do is to do color on the radio that way because you've got, the big Kevin Hartman voice, everything. And he still finds a way to educate, be entertaining. He's funny, succinct. He's terrific at it.
He's on a media rocket ship. Yeah. I mean, he's talented.
Superstar.
Princeton University, man. They don't make them dumb.
There he is, of course. Princeton.
It is time for a Capitals power play. Mm-hmm. 7 p.m. or start time tonight. The Anaheim Ducks in town, slightly under 500. This is the type of team the Caps have struggled with.
Not played that well against.
28-10-5. Washington looking for win number 29 on the season as they welcome the Ducks tonight. A puck drop about 35 minutes away.
And to borrow from our friend Fred Smoot, sometimes it's frustrating when they play a team that they are absolutely better than. I think they got 20-plus more points than does the Anaheim Mighty Ducks. But for whatever reason, they've kind of let these teams in the game. They've been kind of low-scoring a little bit lately. This would be a nice opportunity just to rack 2 points in home game.
Alex Ovechkin did score against Nashville going back 3 days ago, so he ended what was a very lengthy.
A long drought, yeah.
3-game without a goal drought. I mean, unacceptable for the 39-year-old who has...
Do you even like goals, Ovi?
20 goals in 27 games on the year. He's over a point-per-game player this year. 32 points in those 27 games for Alex Ovechkin, a plus 13.
How about a two-goal night? You into that?
We'll accept it.
Two-goal night.
As long as one of them is an empty netter and they win. Let's take that. Or it could be two at even strength and they just win by four.
I'm not going to get picky or choosy. I just want two.
There's your Caps power play. Today was a banger. We had Clinton Portis on the show. We talked to Ross Tucker a few minutes ago. And we also had Austin Eckler stop by. Podcast, thefandc.com, at your leisure. Tomorrow's shaping up to be outstanding as well. One of our favorite guests, Charles Davis of CBS, is going to be on the show. I am fired up for that. We're also going to be joined by former Redskins legend Santana Moss on the show tomorrow.
Do any Cowboys need killing? 89 will be on the show to do that.
For Darius, corporate Ryan Clary.
Mr. Clary, if you please.
Toby Altizer, Grant and Danny saying so long. Thanks for listening. 2 o'clock tomorrow. Be right back here. We got a date with you guys, 2 to 6:30. Remember, speaking of dates, Friday we're in Manassas.
That's right. Uptown Alley in Manassas, 2 to 6:30. Friday field trip series continues. These have been awesome. We hope this one's especially awesome. You know, because they're playing in the division round of the playoffs. It should be a blast.
Thanks for listening. Grant and Danny saying so long.
Thank you for coming.